Mazuba, Zebo Rada Cassandra Lilia Soyanda, Eka Manda Rada Pasoti, Ucha Epa Roskapaya. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to come and speak to your people. Lord, they didn't come to hear me, they came to hear you. And so I'm praying that the spirit of wisdom will empower me to give insight that will cause your people to be even more effective in their lives and effectively manage the resources that you have entrusted to them. Lord, I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the credit. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned from the Word of God over the years. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us. And hopefully, we'll be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. Let's get started. Today's topic is gonna be on financial drought. Yes, I said it, financial drought. And for my subtopic, I want to say, what happens when God calls a drought in your life and positions an Obadiah? Mm-hmm. I believe that sometimes, despite our best efforts, we may experience a financial drought, whether directly or indirectly, personally or corporately. For those who own businesses, that would be corporate. When I say financial drought, I'm referring to a prolonged absence of a specific thing, or in this sense, a prolonged absence of the financial resources needed to remedy a problem or a situation, right? I believe that God, in his sovereignty, has not ceased from providing for his people in times of financial drought. We've seen several times in the Word of God. We've seen it. And that's what I want to focus on today. My scriptures are going to be coming from 1 Kings 18, verse 2 to 3. And I'm going to be reading it in the Amplified Classic and the NLT version. The NLT version says, "So Elijah went to appear before Ahab. Meanwhile, the famine had become very severe in Samaria. So Ahab summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of the palace. Obadiah was a devoted follower of the Lord." Now, the Amplified Classic says, "And Ahab called Obadiah, who was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly." So if you're not familiar with this story, the prophet Elijah had made a decree that there would be no rain. And by the time we get to chapter 18, the drought had already lasted 3 years. Before we get to the famous showdown on Mount Carmel, the Bible highlighted a man who God had positioned, and his name is Obadiah. When we look at what Obadiah's name means, it means servant of Jehovah. And I wanted to highlight something about Obadiah. The Bible says that he was devoted to God. He had the fear of the Lord, and clearly he had great influence for him to be in charge of the king's palace. Now, what does this have to do with financial stewardship? Now, I'm talking to the person who you may have said, "God, I've tried to manage what you've given me. I did my best. I did the best that I could. But you know what? The company's still closed and now my house is affected." I want to remind you, I want to encourage you, I want to remind you, I want to encourage you, I want to remind you, I want to encourage you, I want to remind you and encourage you. Usha, Repa Sota. Mm-hmm. I want to remind you that God has a way of positioning Obadiah's to preserve his people. Despite what the enemy is saying, God has a way of positioning Obadiah's to preserve his people. As you watch your resources being depleted, I believe that God is sending help, or Radabasendia. He's positioned Obadiahs, that's influential people who have the fear of the Lord in them. He's positioned them in prominent positions to implement policies and create systems that will cause the people of God to be sustained in any famine. I don't care what it looks like. Obadiah was to the prophets what Esther was to her nation. He used his influence to advance God's agenda, Osamaya. Some of you are listening to this and you're the recipients, right? You're the recipients of what Obadiah does, but some of you are the actual Obadiahs that God has positioned. And this message is designed to give you language, language to the burden that you've been feeling for some of the people God has connected you to. I want to declare this over the recipients. I want to say to you that it takes humility to hide in a cave and live off of food and water. It takes humility to do that. So please understand that God's preservation might not be elaborate, it might not be glamorous, it might not be in a way that you expected. It might mean downsizing for a little while. It may mean going under the radar for a little while. That's what they had to do. Their little while was 3 years, so I don't know what yours will look like or how long it will take. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that it's okay to swallow your pride and, take cover until the drought is over. Usha, repa sota. It's okay. It's okay to swallow your pride and take cover. It's okay. There's no shame in it. You don't have the resources to contend with this kind of opposition. So take cover. Yeah. Take cover. My prayer, Oradabasanda, is that God will give us eyes to see the Obadiahs that he's placed in our sphere of influence, Masonda Radabasete, and that he will help us to navigate the financial drought that we may experience or we may be experiencing even now. I am praying, Oradabasendia, that God will help us to be willing to accept the help that he sends. They had to be willing to accept it. They had to be willing to come out of their comfort zone. Oh, Radabasaya. I'm praying that we will not just accept it, but that we will not abuse it. That God will cause our hearts to be sensitive so that we won't abuse the help that he sends to us, that we'll appreciate it, that we won't be like the children of Israel, or not even the children of Israel, because we used to, we do this every now and then for some of us, or some of us do it all the time, that we won't murmur or complain about the help that he sent, but that he will help us, give us the grace, Ushaka Radabasundia, to endure like a good soldier. Why? Because our lives depend on it. Their lives depend on it. Your life depends on how you handle this season. While some of us are experiencing restoration, the truth is some of us, we are still in our process. We are still in our wilderness. We're not at that place yet. Some of us, we just started our wilderness. There ain't no restoration ain't coming right now. But guess what? God has positioned an Obadiah to help us. To help us to sustain us. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. I hope that this message was a blessing to you. I hope it encouraged you. And I look forward to you joining me again on the next episode. God bless you. Bye.